This morning on WCHL, in response to public interest in police tactics following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2012.
Who did I develop a less negative opinion of from this nonstop torrent of negative ads? Because there's nothing positive to vote on.
The Chapel Hill Town Council members met last night to discuss affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham Development District.
The person calls the business and tells whoever answers the phone they're late on payments, and unless they immediately make a payment, the power will be turned off.
And the Chapel Hill Carborough long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released tomorrow. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. UNC coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate the Tar Heels to want to experience more of it. And
the Will Muschamp watches on again at Florida and in Chapel Hill.
That's this morning in Art Shansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
I'm Jeff Hamlet, substituting for Ron Stutz. In response to public interest in police tactics following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2012. WCHL's Danny Holy has more.
WCHL requested the list to include racial identities of suspects arrested in SWAT operations, but Police Chief Chris Blue, who provided the list to WCHL, wrote in an email that he did not, quote, have a report that captures all the demographics of arrestees in all these cases, end of quote. The report shows that Chapel Hill Police carried out 83 SWAT operations between January 14, 2002 and July 26, 2012. One well-publicized incident occurred on November 13, 2011, when a SWAT team removed protesters from the old Yates Motor Company building off Franklin Street. Search warrants accounted for 67, or 80.7% of SWAT operations between 2002 and the summer of 2012. 61 of those warrants, or 91%, turned up drugs. 20, or 29% of search warrants, led police to weapons. 7 out of 67 search warrants yielded neither weapons nor drugs. Only one operation is listed as a no-knock raid. That occurred on August 30, 2011, for an unspecified search warrant at 177 Ashley Forest Road, Unit A. Drugs and weapons were seized, and no one was injured. No gun-related injuries were listed, and few injuries were listed in general. In one instance, two officers were bitten by a pit bull. In three by-bust operations, suspects had drugs all three times and weapons in two instances. Other operations included four high-risk arrests, one hostage situation, clearing people from a building, and assisting in the protection of Vice President Joe Biden when he visited Chapel Hill in July 2010. On August 8, 2002, a SWAT team removed demonstrators from Representative David Price's office on Fordham Boulevard. The sit-in was staged by protesters concerned about Price's position on the then-forthcoming Iraq War resolution. Three people were arrested. A week later, Price voted against the resolution. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt wants to find the right balance of factors that will attract developers to build affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham Development District. At last night's Chapel Hill Town Council public hearing, council members and Orange County residents discussed factors like who qualifies for affordable housing and what percentage of housing units a developer must offer as affordable units. Mayor Kleinschmidt likened these factors to ingredients in a pot of soup.
We might really, really like a certain kind of ingredient, but it might spoil the pot.
Ellie Kinnaird, who served as a North Carolina senator and as a mayor of Carborough, said the town should emphasize affordable rental housing.
The most serious problem is rental right now because, as you know, the Section 8 housing rental market simply collapsed.
The current proposal would allow developers to erect one- or two-story buildings without an affordable housing requirement. The proposal says a developer can build between two and five stories if the developer offers 10% of the housing units as affordable units. The proposal requires affordable rental units to remain affordable for 15 years. Councilmember Jim Ward says developers should be required to build rental housing that remains affordable for more than 15 years.
I'm not supportive of 15 years of affordable rental. It's going to have 200 years of unaffordable rental after those 15 years.
Mayor Kleinschmidt says he wants more than 10% of housing units to be built as affordable units. The discussion revealed that the council will need to iron out details to accommodate different parties, including developers and those looking for affordable housing in Chapel Hill. The council also discussed a plan to build a four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street between Church Street and Pritchard Avenue. The council invites public comments on this topic, and they will hold another public hearing on November 24th. WCHL News Time is at 6:11.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000, or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three, other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis. With 30 sponsor locations around town, collect the entries, including R&R Grill, Terra Nova Global Properties, and Jersey Mike's at Elliott Road and Chapel Hill North. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and online at chapelbro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including the Root Cellar, Twig, and Home Once Caregivers. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play three games and stay four nights in the Bahamas.
WCHL News Time is at 6:14. The long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released tomorrow. A group of investigators led by attorney Kenneth Weinstein has been working for nearly a year to dig into allegations of fraudulent classes with disproportionately high enrollment by college athletes. The findings will be presented to a special joint meeting of the University of North Carolina Board of Governors and the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. A press conference will take place at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the first floor of the Keenan Center, located by the Keenan Flagler Business School. UNC President Tom Ross and UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt will join Weinstein to respond and announce their initial actions based on the report. They will also take questions from the media. Once it has been released, Weinstein's report will be available online at carolinacommitment.unc.edu. After the press conference, Chancellor Folt will hold a town hall meeting with faculty, staff, and students to discuss their findings. That takes place from 5 to 6 p.m. in the room G200 of the Genome Sciences Building. WCHL News Time is at 6:15, and now look at WCHL traffic. And that is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda. Right now, the roads are looking quite clear out there, and if you have any reports, feel free to be at WCHL Road Warrior and give us a call as to what's going on. And now turning to WCHL weather. And that, again, brought to you by Crown Honda. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies during the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-40s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. For Thursday, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. And for Thursday night, clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 51 outside. And this report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. We'll have more coming up here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Stay with us.
At Jersey Mike's Subs, it's the little things that make all the difference. We start by baking our delicious bread at least twice daily. Then we slice our premium meats and cheeses fresh to order. Pile each sub high with our freshly chopped veggies and the perfect drizzle of vinegar, oil, and spices. And you've got an authentic sub sandwich that's been a winner since 1956. Come see how the little things make all the difference at Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road or our new location at Chapel Hill North. Order online at jerseymikes.com.
Thanksgiving brunch at the Carolina Inn. This Thanksgiving, experience a family gathering filled with traditional holiday fare, artfully prepared by Carolina Crossroads' talented culinary team. Enjoy a spectacular Thanksgiving Day brunch with those that mean the most, and let executive chef James Clark help the cooks in your kitchen take the morning off. Carolina Crossroads is now accepting reservations on the half hour for seatings 11 a.m. until 4. Visit carolinainn.com for more information and reserve your space now for Thanksgiving Day brunch at Carolina Crossroads.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off, $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Well, last night in the National Football League, the Monday Night Football game went to the Pittsburgh Steelers despite a shaky start. In fact, the Steelers gave up 13 points to begin the game against the Houston Texans, but then they wound up scoring 21 points in the final 4 minutes of the first half. Antonio Brown wound up scoring and throwing a touchdown pass, and Pittsburgh winds up winning as they defeat the Houston Texans last night by a score of 30-23, Pittsburgh getting a badly needed victory at home. Tonight, a very unlikely World Series begins in Kansas City, of all places. First time that the Kansas City Royals have hosted a World Series game since 1985, when they managed to win it all over St. Louis in the famous I-40 World Series. It will be San Francisco going up against Kansas City, first pitch slated for 8:07 tonight. Meanwhile, the UNC football team looking to continue on its success from over the weekend after they defeated Georgia Tech. They'll go up against the Virginia Cavaliers, a hated rival of the Tar Heels, this weekend in Charlottesville. Carolina used to have their problems in Charlottesville against the Cavaliers, but now they've managed to win their last two trips up to Charlottesville, and they'll try to gain their third coming up this weekend. Coach Larry Fedora, very happy with how his team has played over the last few weeks, and now the Tar Heels looking to gain a victory over the Cavaliers to put themselves as the latest team to be a contender in the ACC Coastal Division. Breaking news developing overnight, Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to 5 years in prison for killing Reba Steenkamp by a South African judge who cited the gross negligence the runner showed when he shot his girlfriend multiple times through a toilet cubicle door in his home. However, legal experts said the section of law judge Theokole Maspapas quoted when she announced the double amputee Olympic athlete sentence provides for a maximum of 5 years in prison, and Pistorius could be released after 10 months in jail to serve the remainder of his sentence under house arrest. It is believed that Pistorius will begin serving his sentence immediately. Carolina Hurricanes will be back on the ice as the Hurricanes haven't played since last week. And tonight, the Hurricanes will go up against the Winnipeg Jets. Hurricanes still looking for their first win of the season as they are 0-2-2. They'll take on a Winnipeg team that is 1-4 to begin the young season. There was exhibition action last night in the NBA, as the Charlotte Hornets wound up losing in overtime to the Atlanta Hawks down in Atlanta, 117-114. That was the final. T.J. Hairston saw some action last night for the Hornets, coming off the bench to score 11 points. Cody Zeller wound up scoring 18. Gary Neal leads the Hornets with 21 points. Marvin Williams did not play in the contest, the former Carolina star who was a member of the 2005 National Championship team. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports, and it was brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Stay with us. We have more to come here on WCHL this morning, including a look at the Osgood file. All that and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff, like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Right now it's 6:23 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Ron Studs is going to be away from the rest of the week, so it'll be me here in the chair along with Aaron Keck on Thursday and Friday, and we have our usual giveaways coming up this morning. We'll have the Word of the Day, and we'll also have lots more stuff coming up here as well, so stick around for that. And we're going to have also coming up later on, we'll have our standard features here. We'll bring you the Osgood file coming up in just a second. We'll have Inside Carolina Football, and we'll have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, as well as the WCHL Hometown Hero. So stay tuned for all that. For today, we're expecting partly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 70s, and tonight mostly cloudy skies in the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-40s. But the good news, if you want to look at it that way, is that we will not have quite as cool weather as we have had over the last couple of days. We mentioned UNC playing this weekend. We're going to have complete coverage of the Tar Heels starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning as they go up against the Virginia Cavaliers. 12:30 kickoff between UVA and UNC up in Charlottesville. Anything can happen in the ACC Coastal. That's one thing that we've learned over the last few years, and we're going to have a very interesting race, to put it mildly, as we go on down the stretch of the ACC season. Carolina right in the thick of it. If you're in the Coastal Division, chances are you're right in the thick of it. Again, right now it is 51 degrees outside, and WCHL News Time is at 6:24. Now it's time for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Fisher Investments Annuity Insights booklet is now available. It's something you really should read, and in a moment I'll tell you why and how to get yourself a copy free. Most doctors don't make house calls anymore, but some now let you visit their office from your house, online. How that works after this. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. If you're an investor with $500,000 or more and you own an annuity or someone is trying to sell you one, there's some information I want you to request that could save you tens of thousands of dollars. Annuities promise the soothing sound of guaranteed income, but what you might not know about annuities could come back to haunt you. Ken Fisher, the Forbes columnist and money manager, is offering an eye-opening report called Annuity Insights, 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. I want you to call Fisher Investments at 1-800-400-0404 to get this free report. I'll give you that number again because I do strongly recommend that you make the call. This report from Fisher Investments will show you how annuities can lock you into low returns, charge you outrageous commissions and fees, and complicate your taxes. That's why it's important that you call for this free report right now. 1-800-400-0404. That's 1-800-400-0404. Our CBS News colleague Vladimir Doutier says that what doctors need these days is not just a bedside manner, but a website manner.
It's 5 p.m. Dr. Laura Lee Yalden puts on her doctor's coat and logs on.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Her apartment is now a doctor's office, and she's ready to make a house call.
What can I do to help you out today?
Dr. Yalden is part of a growing number of physicians offering online consultations. With cameras and connectivity, patients can log on and ask for a doctor anytime, 24/7.
We're able to see tonsils and skin rashes and conjunctivitis. I mean, for certain instances, I don't think that that would make much of a difference online versus being in person.
Vladimir tested out another service himself.
I tested the service by asking about a lump on my wrist.
Can you see that, doctor?
Yeah, ganglion cysts or tendon cysts are very common.
I always worry.
Any bump anywhere really will freak you out, no question. The first thing you think of is, oh my gosh, it's cancer.
That doctor works for a company called Amwell.
I hope you are well, Vladimir. Amwell certainly has grown well, hasn't it?
Grown 1,000% in 2 years. CEO Roy Schoenberg says easy access is the key to their success.
But how many doctors have agreed to be part of Amwell?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yes.
Not all of them, though.
I'm not buying it at this point.
Dr. William Gluckman wants his patients in front of him.
To do some very specific exams, you just can't do over a video screen.
Case by case, face to face. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by providing a variety of printing services, including business cards, banners, manuals, brochures, presentations, and more. You can also submit your requests online at theupsstore.com/printing. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard in Meadowmont and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Time now for WCHL traffic. Right now it's pretty clear on the roadways. If you have any report, feel free to call us up here at 929-WCHL. That's 929-9245 to let us know what's going on the roadways. If you're noticing something we are not, also you can call 967-8363. That's 967-8363, 919-967-8363, since it is 10-digit dialing nowadays. And now WCHL weather. And that is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows in the lower 40s. For Thursday, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. And for Thursday night, clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. Friday, mostly clear, highs in the upper 60s. It'll be a little chillier on Friday night with lows getting into the upper 30s. Right now, it is 51 degrees, and this report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers, fresh brewed bean calf cafe, coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day, guaranteed to taste great. It is Cruisers, good to go. Coming up later on this morning, we'll bring you Inside Carolina Football. We'll also have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. He left one off of for us here from Ron Stutz. That was one thing that Ron did before he took off for vacation. So that will be coming up as well. We'll also bring you this week's WCHL, or I should say today's WCHL Hometown Hero. All that and more coming up here on 97.9 FM WCHL and Chapelboro.com. Later on this morning, we'll get the clean joke of the day from Nikki Morris. We'll have a look at what's going on the Chapelboro website and lots more. And we'll have WCHL news coming up in just a second. So stay with us here on 97.9 FM WCHL and on Chapelboro.com.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Prison time for Oscar Pistorius, who'd been found guilty of culpable homicide, what we would call manslaughter here in the U.S.
The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
The Paralympic and Olympic sprinter sentenced today in Pretoria, South Africa, following the death on Valentine's Day last year of supermodel Reva Steenkamp.
I don't think anything will ever bring Reva back. And today, this isn't about celebrating or anything. It's more about justice.
Friends of Reva Steenkamp offered their thoughts.
We feel like it's one step closer to healing for her family and her friends, and actually also for the rest of the world.
Steenkamp's mother, June.
I'm just glad it's over.
A reporter noted the length of Pistorius' sentence.
He could be out after just a year or so.
Doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes.
As a van drove off, Pistorius will likely be taken to a hospital ward of a prison. His attorney, Roxanne Adams.
He's going to serve a sixth of his sentence, and then he'll come out on house arrest.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 6:32 here on News Talk 13, or excuse me, News Talk 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Election Day is just 2 weeks away, and early voting begins in North Carolina in just 2 days. Where does the race for control of the North Carolina General Assembly stand? Republicans have a big edge in both the State House and the State Senate, and there's very little chance Democrats will regain control of either house, but pollsters say there's a very good chance Democrats will pick up seats in both houses come November. Tom Jensen is the director of Raleigh Public Policy Polling. He spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck last week.
The race for control of the State House and State Senate is ongoing. Republicans have a huge edge in both. They should hold on, presumably, to those two houses. But which individual races should we be watching the most closely? Which individual races are you watching the most closely?
Sure. I think when you look at the NC House, six races sort of jump to the top as being the most interesting. There's three out in the mountains, incumbents Nathan Ramsey, Tim Moffitt, and Michelle Presnell, all Republicans. A couple here in the Triangle in Wake County, Tom Murray, incumbent Republican, and then the open seat of the late Representative Jim Fulgham in Wake County, and then down in Lee County, Mike Stone. Those are sort of the six most interesting legislative races in the state. And what they all have in common is that they are all Republican held, and you're almost definitely going to see Democratic gains in the legislature this year, simply because Republicans won every toss-up race pretty much in 2012. So they don't have anything else to sort of try to play offense with, because they already won everywhere they could conceivably win in 2012. So if there's any positive aspect of that for Democrats is that they have a much wider playing field to play offense in this year. But still, the best case scenario is trying to get the Republicans down to 70 or 71 seats in the House so they won't have a veto-proof majority. I don't think anyone thinks Democrats have even a 1% chance of actually getting back a majority.
And I know you're taking a look at North Carolina a little bit more closely this week into next. Do you see any, in the last week, the development in the statewide race for U.S. Senate, the Tillis-Hagen race, is most recently this development with respect to same-sex marriage, the ban being struck down by the courts, and Tillis and Phil Berger both sort of standing up in favor of the ban and pledging to appeal to the higher courts, even though it's been made pretty clear by the higher courts where they're going to fall, and it's not on Tillis and Berger's side, but they're making that appeal anyway. Do you see that fight and the high-profile nature of it as we're getting close to the election? Do you see that moving the dial either way?
I think it's probably a wash. Social conservatives might be a little more motivated to turn out and vote because Tillis is really standing with them on this issue. At the same time, I think to a lot of moderate voters, it looks like a waste of time and a waste of money. So that's just as likely to sort of push undecided voters into the Hagen camp. And I think those two forces probably balance each other out. The North Carolina Senate race seems to be getting a little bit closer. Consistently, the polls have been showing Hagen up by 3 or 4 points, and there were a couple polls out this week where it was tied or where Hagan was only up by 1 point. So it's not a big shift, but I think you are starting to see Republicans come home a little bit more. Overall, this race has always been within a couple points, and I think at the end of the day it will remain within a couple points. Neither candidate's going to win by a particularly substantial margin, and it really could go either way.
That was Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. Again, early voting begins in 2 days in North Carolina. Election Day itself is coming up in just 2 weeks. UNC football coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate his 3-4 Tar Heels to want to experience more of it, and that's a good thing for the Carolina skipper, who knows there's plenty of work in all three phases of the game still to work on. For details, we go to WCHL's Matt Oaks.
Despite a four-game losing streak, UNC's 48-43 win over Georgia Tech puts the Tar Heels right back into the ACC Coastal conversation. The UNC defense has been playing with more intensity and aggression in recent weeks, but the scoreboard hasn't got the memo. The Tar Heels have surrendered a combined 117 points in the past three contests, and although Coach Fedora admits he's by no means satisfied, he says it's most important to see continual progress made each Saturday.
Okay is never okay. I still expect them to get better. I expect them to be better this week than they were last week. You know, as long as we keep getting better, you know, as long as we keep growing, then we'll be all right.
The UNC special teams department has lacked the kind of fireworks put on display in 2013 and persistently advertised in the preseason. Most notably, Carolina's sophomore spark plug Ryan Switzer has been bottled up by opposing coverage teams and contributed uncharacteristic mistakes of his own. Coach Fedora says Switzer needs to stop trying to force the action and let the game come to him.
I spent a lot of time talking to him this past week about, you know, not forcing anything in the punt return game. And because all we've done is tried to force things, and we've gone backwards. We've been very poor in that aspect. And so, you know, I thought he did a good job the other day. You know, he only had one that he had a chance at, and the guy hung it up there. Did a good job, you know, and they got down the field. So there's no reason to force it there. Just fair catch it, and let's move on to the next one.
As frustrating as UNC's number 127 ranking in points allowed per game may be, Coach Fedora says the defensive intangibles like effort and attitude are unwavering.
That is the hardest thing. It's more about attitude and effort and all those things. You know, I'm happy to say that we don't face a triple option again this year, so we don't have to be concerned with it. But, you know, I still think that our attitudes and the way we're practicing and the belief in what we're doing is still very good.
Marquise Williams is the centerpiece of the Tar Heel offense that ranks 17th in the nation in scoring. Williams was named an ACC Player of the Week for the second straight time Monday for good reason. His record-breaking numbers over the weekend deserve that honor. But Coach Fedora says it's the junior signal caller's enhanced decision-making abilities that have proved most vital.
I think he's gotten better and better every week. And, you know, so as you continue to make good decisions, and when you don't make a good decision, you make something out of it, you gain confidence. Stay within the offense, just take what they give you, and we'll be okay. And when you get outside of that, then things happen.
Winning tends to breed more winning. Coach Fedora says the young Tar Heels' confidence levels are growing as they figure out what it takes to emerge victorious on game days.
For their confidence level, for their ability to keep believing in each other and what they were doing and to keep practicing hard, I think it was, you know, we were getting to a point where we really needed it, and they got it done. It was all about just find a way to win a football game. When you find a way to win football games, you start realizing if you don't screw it up, you got a pretty good chance. You know, and so hopefully we can, we can take from that.
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And again, we'll have complete coverage of UNC versus Virginia this Saturday here on WCHL starting at 9 o'clock. Kickoff will be at 12:30. Right now it's 6:40 and 51 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin substituting for Ron Studs here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. We'll have the commentators coming up in just a moment.
Worthless, declared the composer's friend. Impossible to play. But Tchaikovsky refused to change a note of what became history's most romantic and popular piano concerto. The North Carolina Symphony and pianist Dee Wu performed Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Tickets start at only $18. Call 919-733-7255. $27.50, or order yours at Ticketmaster.com. This Thursday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and this Friday and Saturday at Raleigh's Maimandy Concert Hall, Tchaikovsky's First Concerto with your North Carolina Symphony.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jackie Helvey. It's funny how something can be happening in your own backyard and the folks around you aren't aware of it. Case in point is the stickwork installation at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. While I'm sure most of the population around here knows about the garden and how great it is, and maybe even knows about the sculpture in the garden art exhibit now in its 26th year, it seems like not that many people know about Patrick Doherty and his team of volunteers who for the past 2 weeks have been constructing a stickwork piece made of live saplings from Duke Forest. This Thursday will be a naming celebration where Patrick will announce the name. I hope our community will come out on Saturday or anytime they can and see this amazing completed piece of art. Take in the sculpture in the garden show and everything else happening at the Botanical Garden. And thank your lucky stars for all the great things that happen in our community all around us. The website is sculptureinthegarden.com. This is Jackie Helvey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Alongside the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. Carolina coming off the exciting win against Georgia Tech on Saturday night, 48-43. And, Coach, I have to imagine a happy film room these last couple of days watching that one. What'd you see from your team?
Well, we saw a team that played extremely hard throughout the game, and even though we had miscues in all three phases, our guys never really blinked. They just kept playing hard, kept believing in each other, and they kept picking each other up on the sidelines the whole game. And so I don't think there was ever a point where our guys felt like we weren't going to win the game. I'm happy offensively that those guys went back out there with 3 minutes on the clock and just executed.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tar Heels will be on the road this weekend to see Virginia. Coach, just quickly, what have you seen from the Cavaliers?
They're a much improved football team over last year, and they're playing much better, much harder. They've got a lot of confidence on defense. I think they've got around seven seniors on that defense that feel very good about themselves. They're moving the ball consistently on offense, and then special teams. They're very, very good.
Don't forget, Coach Fedora will be back on the radio tonight, 7 o'clock from Top of the Hill Restaurant and Larry Fedora Live.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
WCHL traffic this morning. Roadways are looking pretty darn clear out there, so if you have anything you'd like to report, give us a call here at 929-WCHL. That's 929-9245, and you can let us know exactly what's going on. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior yourself if you just give us a call. Also, call us at 919-967-8363, 919-967-8363. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And for today, we are expecting sunny skies, partly sunny, that is, with highs in the lower 70s tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And tomorrow night, we're expecting mostly clear skies with lows in the low 40s. Right now, it is 51 outside, and this report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at Central Dermatology.
It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a goat. Be on the lookout for 10 life-size goat statues. The goats will be placed throughout Chapel Hill October 6th through October 23rd and throughout Pittsburgh on October 23rd through November 13th. The goats will be auctioned off at a goat parade gala on November 14th. Tickets are now on sale. Contact Pat Richardson at 642-6893. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is turning pink in honor of cancer awareness. For every BMW we sell this month, we'll make a contribution to UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center. During our Turn Performance BMW Pink event, you can lease a new 2014 BMW 320i for $35 per month. Outstanding value throughout your Performance BMW experience. That's the Performance BMW promise.
Stock number BB4077. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,245 and selling price of $33,675 with $27,018 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 October 2014.
Listen to what Kendra had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
Joshua, my boyfriend, has always wanted a BMW. Salesperson James warmly greeted us at the door, and this immediately put us at ease. Ask for James if you are in the market for a wonderful experience.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and volume leader. Visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-4.
Well, celebrating birthdays today, rock singer Manfred Mann. He turned 74 today. Musician Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs. I believe he was also in the Blues Brothers, was he not? He turned 73 today. Singer Elvin Bishop is 72. Also, TV's Judge Judy. She turns 72 as well today. Happy birthday to her. And maybe she'll start randomly screaming at somebody for no particular reason. Also, musician Charlotte Caffey, I believe she is the guitarist for the Go-Go's. She turns 61. Holy cow. Also, actress and author Carrie Fisher. She's released a new book that's actually pretty hilarious. She's turning 58 today. And, of course, whenever you think of Carrie Fisher, you think of what she was wearing in front of Jabba the Hutt in Return of the Jedi. At least I do. That's just my opinion. Actress LaTanya Richardson Jackson. Is that LaTanya Jackson? No, it's LaToya. No, okay, Ron Jackson. Okay, it's not LaToya. Anyway, she's 65, and actor Ken Watanabe turns 55. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian, one of those people who are famous for being famous, and Lord knows the world needs just a lot more of those. She is 34 today, so happy birthday to all of them. Right now, it is coming up on 6:50 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And coming up in just a second, we'll bring you today's trivia contest. Stay with us.
This is Ron Stutz telling you about a great promotion being run by Bun's Burgers and Fries in Chapel Hill. Every day this week, Bun's is offering a special signature burger combo, including French fries or sweet potato fries and a drink, all for $9. You can visit Bun's Facebook page to see what today's signature burger is. And if you like their Facebook post about this promotion, you're eligible to win a free signature combo. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. So go to Facebook.com/Bun's Chapel Hill. Bun's Burgers and Fries in Chapel Hill. It's burger perfection.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous chewy ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79 cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
All right, WCHL trivia time. I'm Ron Stutz, and guess who he is?
I am Freddie Kiger, and happy to be here.
Well, you got that right.
Thank you so much.
You got that right.
Thank you.
You got that right, yeah. All right, little.
You doing well?
Leonard Skinner popping into my head here. Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
How about you?
Well, this isn't our trivia question, but who was Leonard Skinner named for?
It was, you had to ask me that question. He was like a phys ed teacher, I
exactly.
think.
It was their phys ed teacher.
Yeah.
Who said that they would collectively not amount to a hill of beans.
Never amount to anything.
And later on in one of their shows, they had him up on stage.
Never going to amount to nothing, boy. That's pretty much what they told him. Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with what we're doing today.
It's sort of like Semolina Pilcher
climbing up the Eiffel Tower.
Beatles. That was like a teacher John Lennon had had, and that was like a revenge against her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make her look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if anybody had could wield a nasty little axe, John could do it.
That's for sure.
He could do it.
He was the acidic one.
Yes, he was.
The sarcastic one.
But to a lot of girls, that made him.
Yeah.
That made him the most desirous. He had the edge. Paul was too sweet.
Yeah, Paul was the cute one.
Yeah, and, Paul was cute. Ringo was kind of goofy.
And George was the quiet one.
Yes.
The quiet Beatle.
But that's nothing again with what we're doing today.
I have no idea how we got off on this.
But that's okay, but somehow, how am I going to do this? How am I going to reel this back in?
That's all right.
Toys!
Toys?
Toys!
Okay, well, we can play with this one.
Toys are us.
Okay.
Nah, toys is our category.
All right.
Here we go, folks. What popular toy takes its name from the Danish words for play well?
The Danish words for play well.
Mm-hmm. What popular toy takes its name from the Danish words for play well? I will tell you, it's a building game.
I think I might know what it is.
If you've got an educated guess, and I think everybody could have.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, because you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
You're good to go.
As presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest, Continental Tire is sending two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you in the game with their award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Marty Sather is a member of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill. Right now, there's a lot of construction going on the church's iconic steeple.
If you drive down Franklin Street, you will see there's a fair amount of construction with the Methodist Church downtown, and we're clearly in a rebuilding phase in terms of upgrading and improving some things with the steeple, and it's clearly just a wonderful image that we have in Chapel Hill, and it's a wonderful landmark. You know, I wanted to reach out and talk to folks just within the community, let them know that, you know, our church is really involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations, and so I wanted to let folks know that we are fundraising right now. We clearly are getting the majority of the support from members of our congregation, but we want folks in the community to know what we're doing as well.
Marty Sather is today's WCHL hometown hero. He and a lot of other folks are working hard to get this construction done.
I understand that some people who don't don't even live here are inclined to contribute to the fund because they just love that image. They love seeing it when they come to town for games.
Well, they do. And so many people, you know, they come in town for football games or basketball games, and maybe they were former students and maybe been a couple of years as a member of the church. So they're able to kind of come in and make contributions, which is always great. It's a special place. It's a special image, something we're clearly very proud of.
You said you had a fundraising goal of $250,000.
Yep.
Obviously, this is very expensive work. That's a huge steeple and a lot of work to be done. It's going to be beautiful when you finish. But where are you now as far as fundraising
goes?
Well,
you know, right now we've raised a little over $130,000. So we're halfway past our original goal, but we clearly have more to do. Making contributions is very easy. So it's something where we're continuing to push and move forward.
And how much longer will it be before this wonderful image in downtown Chapel Hill is restored and even improved?
It'll probably take another 6 months or so before it's all kind of wrapped up and we get all the scaffolding back down. So hopefully by, you know, the middle of basketball season, everything will be down and you can come to Chapel Hill and look up at night and see the steeple all lit up. It's splendor and glory. So hopefully we'll get it done soon.
If anybody out there wants to contribute or wants to find out more about this?
The simplest way to make a gift is just to go online. Members of the community, they can just go to chapelhillumc.org. There is just a giving tab and you just click on there and you'll see an area where you can donate specifically for the steeple fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the easiest way to do it. So just go to chapelhillumc.org.
Marty Sather raising money in every way he can to get that restoration done on the steeple at University United Methodist Church, downtown on East Franklin Street. Marty is today's WCHL
Performance
Hometown Hero.
Is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Jeff Hamlin filling in for Rod Stutz here on 97.9 FM WCHL, and we have a winner in our trivia contest this morning. It is Heather Jared of Durham, who knew that the answer was play well. What popular toy is derived, takes its name from the Danish phrase legud, which means play well. It was Lego. Standard building blocks. I think Freddie might have tipped his hand a little bit there when he mentioned it had to do with building. And nowadays, if you go to various art museums or various places, in fact, you can go to Chapel Hill and find these. Sometimes they'll have them downtown. You'll have these large models constructed. They had a Space Shuttle Endeavor mission made totally of Lego kits, 13 Lego kits, to the International Space Station in 2011. Astronauts built models to see how they can react in microgravity as part of the Lego Bricks and Space program. And the largest model ever created was displayed in New York, made of over 5 million bricks, a 1.1 scale of an X-Wing. And there's also been a 112-foot tower and a 4-kilometer railway of Legos. Isn't that something? So anyhow, Heather Jarrett of Durham is our winner today. Congratulations, Heather, and you receive a $10 gift card to Cruisers. So you enjoy that. WCHL traffic this morning looking all clear. So that's what that is. And that brings us to WCHL weather, and that's brought to you by Glass Half Full. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the low 40s. For Thursday, we're expecting sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. And on Thursday night, clear with lows in the lower 40s. This weather report brought to you by Glass Half Full. It's the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. It is Glass Half Full. Coming up, we'll have national news, and on the backside, we'll bring you national news here on 97.9 WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's off to prison for Olympic blade runner Oscar Pistorius. A prison van took the South African track star away a short time after Judge Tokozile Masipa sentenced him to 5 years for the shooting death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. The judge said anything less than jail time would have sent the wrong message.
On the other hand, a long sentence would also not be appropriate, either as it would lack the element of mercy.
CBS's Sarah Carter describes Pistorius's reaction.
He looks quite stoic as the verdict was read. Family members left weeping from court when they heard he would do jail time. And for the first time in a long time, we see a smile on the face of Reva Steenkamp's parents, clearly happy there will be some jail time.
Outside the court, Steenkamp's mother, June, didn't seem upset that Pistorius could serve most of his time under house arrest.
He could be out after just a year or so.
Doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes.
He dressed leading ladies, first ladies, and lunch ladies. Oscar de la Renta, who died last night of cancer at the age of 82, helped put American fashion on the map. In a CBS News interview, de la Renta said the secret of his success was simple.
You have to look at the woman first. If you look at the gown first and you look at the girl after, then it's a bad gown.
Fashion writer Cameron Silver says de la Renta designed elegant gowns for celebrities.
Everyone from Jacqueline Kennedy to making the wedding dress for Amal Clooney.
And for women in all walks of life. A medical miracle has made it possible for a paralyzed man to walk. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Surgeons in Poland transplanted nerve cells from the man's nasal cavity into his spinal cord, which had been severed in a knife attack. 2 years after the surgery, he can now get around with a walker. British researcher Jeff Raisman led the team. He calls this an exciting beginning.
What we've done is established a principle, that is, nerve fibers can grow back and restore function.
The patient himself, he says he feels reborn. Frank?
Medical personnel who treat Ebola patients have new marching orders. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
The new guidelines require all the healthcare workers to be covered completely from head to toe. No skin, no hair can be visible. They also require the healthcare workers to be properly trained in how to put on and remove the protective gear.
Police in Indiana and Texas are reviewing missing persons reports and murder cases for any possible connection to Darren Vann, who's confessed to 7 murders in Gary and Hammond, Indiana. Hammond Mayor Thomas McDermott.
I think he was shocked, and we caught him off guard, and he started working with the police.
Police in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains are reporting another sighting of the man suspected in the ambush murder of a